Has anyone out there been to a solid Christian camp? Maybe a better question, is there anyone out there who hasn't been to a Christian camp listening right now? I'm Stu Everson, so glad to have you on Truth Talk. My good buddy Matt Herbster is the director of such a camp that I went to growing up. It changed my life, and he's got a passion for young people, and he is got a camp, and it's called The Wilds. That's spelled out as W-I-L-D-S. Matt Herbster, what kind of camp would be called The Wilds, man? What in the world?
Yeah, I've actually had people think, is it The Wild without the S Christian camp, The Wild Christian camp, which really gets their attention. But Wilds actually is the idea of wilderness, being out in the middle of nowhere. We are definitely there in Brevard, North Carolina.
And it is, I mean, you got to get there. You got to keep trekking. And as a little kid going to this camp, I kept thinking, making that famous statement, are we there yet? And the answer was, no, we're not there yet. Just a little bit farther. Just a little bit farther. But you have people that come from multiple states, really all over the country, to come to the Wilds, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. All over the United States, we actually have a group that comes every year from Hawaii, a group from Puerto Rico, a group from Texas. It's all over the place. So we're very privileged that way.
And there's some wonderful camps out there throughout the country. You've heard us interview. Our passion at the Truth Network is to see people's lives changed, and we really need to reach the next generation. And there's this guy is doing it. Matt, tell us a little bit about your background, maybe your passion, kind of how you got into all this.
Sure. I actually got into this by working here as a college student, and then after seminary, Lord really had burdened my heart for the generation of young people that was coming up after me. The Wilds has been here about 50 years, and we're just continuing to seek to reach junior age. As you know, a lot of the problems that teenagers were facing years ago, now it's been pushed down to the junior age. And so we're trying to reach juniors, trying to reach teenagers to give them hope and point them to the message of Jesus Christ.
Wow. And so this is, I'd love to hear a little bit about your story, man. You have been through quite a bit. You were talking about your kids a little bit before the show, and with your wife passing away. And I was able to, a lot of folks, we were watching that and praying for you, man. A lot of tears, a lot of things going on in the Herbster family. Give us everyone a little bit about who is Matt Herbster.
Well, first of all, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. That's for sure. I'm nothing special, but yeah, my wife and I, my high school sweetheart and I had been married for almost 18 years, and the Lord had given us 5 children. And really, out of nowhere, my wife started feeling a little bit fatigued, which we kind of just chalked up, well, she's a homeschool mom of 5 kids, of course she's fatigued, but went to the doctor, and 2 days later, we were informed she had stage 4 colon cancer. She was 38 years old, mother of 5 kids, and 10 months later, the Lord saw fit to take her home. And no question, the hardest time of my life, but one of the things I love doing, and especially in the ministry that God has called me to, is looking at teenagers and saying, you know, God took me through a really difficult time, and what I love about it is that I can declare boldly that God is good, His promises are true, and He is faithful. And God's timing has allowed me to get remarried. And that's a whole other beautiful story that we don't have time for right now. But praise the Lord, my kids are doing great. My kids were ages 7 to 14 when their mom passed away. They're now ages 12 to 19 and all trusting the Lord and pursuing Him. And so just very thankful for God's faithfulness in our own family's life.
Oh, wow. What a story. How does that play out as a camp director? I mean, you got to have your stuff together. You got kids flooding in from all over the place. And you really are a spiritual reservoir for so many folks. Some kids have never even heard the gospel. Some inner city kids that have gone, our families even helped sponsor, have gone there. What's that like when you have your life going on? You have, you know, your first wife goes to heaven. You've got your kids processing all this. Tell us how the gospel has become real to you, and then how that translates into ministering to thousands and thousands of kids from all over.
Yeah, it actually, in my estimation, it really strengthened my ministry here, Stu. You know, the focus, it's so easy to get focused on ourselves, but, you know, I'd be dealing with my wife's cancer, and then I'd come down to camp. We live right here on the campsite. I'd come down to camp, and there'd be 800 teenagers and 200 juniors and 300 college students here that I just was like, you know, I want to share with them that you can trust God even during the hard times. And people would ask me, how are you doing? And I would say, well, I have 5 good reasons at home to trust God, and those are my kids. And then I have another 1,000 reasons down here at camp to be able to look at people and say, hey, life's not always easy, it's not perfect, but we have a God that's all-knowing, a God that we can trust, and walk by faith, you know, 2 Corinthians 5:7, walk by faith, not by sight.
Wow. Well, that is a powerful testimony of God's grace in your life, and you have effectively campers come. Just give us, pretend like you're the bus driver on the microphone, and we're winding through the amazing, you know, Smoky Mountains on one side, maybe coming from Tennessee, Blue Ridge Mountains coming up the other side, maybe coming through Black Mountain and Old Fort and Asheville, and people that come in from Charlotte and all over North Carolina to the wilds. Give us the you got the microphone. Tell us what we're about to experience.
Sure. First of all, I'd say don't get sick on the windy road coming up. it's full of hairpin curves, but it's a beautiful, beautiful part of the country. Mm. The Lord's given us about 1,000 acres here that include 4 gorgeous waterfalls, one of them being a 125-foot waterfall. So they are in for a week of hearing God's word. We're very intentional that they hear God's word, that we have a time every day where they're in God's word on their own. There are usually 2 to 3 specific sessions where we talk about God's word. And they are going to have a counselor. We have one counselor for every 8 campers that's been highly trained to point them to God's word. But then besides the fun, I tell campers all the time, We want you to hear God's word. We want you to get to know him, but we're at a youth camp, so we might as well have fun while we're here. And the activities are, honestly, I don't think you can compare them to anywhere in the country. They're going to have a blast, they're going to do it all for a price that really is extremely reasonable. I mean, for $360, we're going to feed them all week, and they're going to have great activities, and they're going to get away from all the distractions of life and be challenged from the Word of God to love him more, and really to find hope, and that's our desire.
Okay, very good. So they come, they find hope, and they come to a beautiful, like right out in the middle of nowhere, this amazing spread of camp, and with some pretty cool activities too, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got our giant swing. We have our creek that you go tubing in. We have a major zip line over one of our waterfalls. Just a lot of things. They definitely are not going to be able to do everything. The ropes course, I mean, there's just all kinds of things that are all included in their cost to come to camp. So
your biggest challenge to parents out there, it's summertime, need to send a kid to a camp, about coming to the wilds or getting to any Christian camp, the desperate need of our youth today, what is it, Matt?
Yeah, my kids are ages 12 to 19, so I have 5 of them. They're all right there in that teenage year time. And, I mean, it's a confusing world we live in. And I would just say, with all the distractions that kids are tempted with today, all the things that are grabbing for their attention, all the things that they are tempted to look to for happiness and satisfaction and hope, none of those things answer. All those things are distracting them from the most important thing, and that's their relationship with God. And I have Psalm 78. I'm actually looking at it here in my office. I have Psalm 78, verses 4 and 7 on my wall, that we would show the next generation the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works, that they might set their hope in God, not forget his works, but keep his commandments. So that's kind of our prayer. I just saw an article recently, March 2018, USA Today, teen suicide is soaring. There's a lot of kids that there's more things available to them than ever, but they're more hopeless than ever. And it's a good place for them to get away, really focus and recalibrate on what's important. And that's knowing God and their place in this world and how he relates to us and we relate to them.
Wow. Well, what a blessing. Give us the website so folks can enroll. You still have openings, right? All summer long. If parents want to get their kids in.
We've got 9,000 people already signed up, but we still got openings.
Awesome.
It's www.wilds.org. So wilds.org, and they can find out more about the place there and register. We'd love to have them.
And remember, this is the age group. This is Jesus said, he said, beckon, bring the young people unto me, because this is when hearts are more tender to the gospel, right, Matt? This is when the greatest spiritual decisions are made. So get them away out of the home, and I guarantee you, they go to the wilds, they'll come back different.
Yeah, amen, absolutely. So fourth grade, rising fourth graders all the way through senior in high school that's even graduated. We've got spots for them here this summer.
Awesome. God bless you. Thanks for all you're doing, man, for the kingdom.
Absolutely. Praise the Lord.
Matt Herbster, the director, camp director of the Wilds Christian Camp. Please visit their site, Google them, and get your kids to a solid Christian camp this summer. Learn more at truthnetwork.com. We'll also put all of this up as a podcast so you can hear more about Matt in real time and forward to other folks.